My name is Syed Hassan, and I'm with South Asia Democracy Watch. We are here with Professor Amartya Sen, a Nobel laureate, a humanist, a scholar, and an activist. We have heard from Amartya Sen in several interviews through YouTube or some other medium, but today we are talking to him live in the studio.
Are we seeing now the consequences of the sex ratios being so different, the vast difference? For example, we've seen lately in the news a lot of rapes occurring in Delhi and India. We see, for example, in China, there's, oftentimes there's women's are not continue not to be treated fairly. And I'm not just saying this in this region. I'm just
globally. So you're saying that then?
My question then is, what is the consequences of the sex ratio difference then? What is, do you know what the consequences will be? I mean, you can't have missing women in our world and there not be some sort of consequence.
You could, that's the trouble.
Yeah.
You could.
And what is that then?
No, you could have no consequence whatever other than missing women and women's voice being drowned. It's not so much the missing woman, what causes the missing women.
Yeah.
I don't believe in the theory, which some economists are very keen on, that the shortage of women puts up the price of women. This is the kind of my friend Gary Becker's line of marriage markets and so on.
Yeah.
I don't see any evidence whatever of that.
Yes.
People may do, some people don't marry, and it's a some idea that the price mechanism is going to correct it, I think is wholly unfounded. And I even saw a New York Times article recently saying that shortage has created this problem, that women have. Well, if that's the case, why do we have so many dowries and so on?
Yes.
Dowries is exactly the opposite.
Yeah.
You'd expect the negative dowry, if
and
that were indeed the case,
that?
And you don't see that.
Yeah,
I don't think that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the economics is a great subject.
Yes.
In its field,
yeah.
But its application in some other areas have produced some of the most embarrassing hypotheses imaginable.
That brings another point in terms of the gender side in the West. We are seeing, lately, the gender selection in artificial insemination. You can select your family, and that technology is here and it's in practice. Is there any pattern that you are seeing in the Western world where people are choosing one gender or the other? Or would there be any balancing act in terms of artificial insemination?
I don't know that is as widespread a movement in
it's,
the West.
It's fairly new.
Fairly new, and I don't think, unlike the sex-specific abortion related to finding out the sex of the fetus, which became, as soon as it came, it looked like a plague hitting.
Mm-hmm.
India banned it in mid-90s, even though the ban is not actually enforced.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see that going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Some people may regard that they way one. I don't know. And sometimes if you have...
There's not much data available. Is it true that it's not much data available on that?
No, but you see, I can see somebody, if you produce five boys or five girls, and you might want one on the other side.
Yes.
My late wife was Italian. She was one of six sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I had a conversation with her. She had five sisters. She was one of six. Mm-hmm. Also one. If I had a conversation of my late mother-in-law, I'd like to know whether they thought agreed. But I could see how it influenced, because when I arrived with my son, Kabir, and he was looking after, and Kabir had to go to the bathroom, she told Kabir, "Sit down, Kabir," which immediately indicated an enormous experience in raising grandchildren, grandsons rather than granddaughters rather than grandsons. But I don't know. I think it would be very special cases when that kind of thing happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we're nearly out of time. Did you want to ask the final question then, Beverly?
I do. I want to ask two. Can you address each of them just with a sentence or two? One is from my colleague, Syed. Do you think that gender equity is a zero-sum game?
I don't know what, you know, zero-sum game is one of those technical terms that has got into the literature. I don't know. I would love to see what Shakespeare would have made of it. But I don't know how it's used, in fact, to mean. Zero-sum would mean somebody's gain is other person's loss.
Mm-hmm.
Strictly speaking, their losses and the gains would be the same side. But sometimes just the orderings are off a bit, rankings are off a bit. If by zero-sum game you mean that if women benefit, then men will lose,
mm-hmm.
then I think it's absolutely comprehensively not. It's exactly the opposite of that,
mm-hmm.
that men have very strong interest in gender equity going down.
Mm-hmm.
So if that is the interpretation of, and I think that must be the interpretation behind the question,
mm-hmm.
the answer is emphatically no.
Well, I read some of your books and really big fan of yours right when I was a student. One place you mentioned, and I will quote you, a defeated argument that refused to be obliterated can remain very alive. And then my question is, does defeated argument can come back with higher intensity? And in terms of race relation in U.S., in our context, do you see that is coming back and that the defeated argument, the settlement on the race relation in U.S., somehow they're coming back through backdoor and in our civic society?
Sir, I think you are asking a very important question, but that's concerned with the fact that a defeated argument can resurrect itself and come. And that's an important one. My comment there was slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
That is, when an argument is defeated,
mm-hmm.
it's not that there was nothing to be said on this,
okay.
on that subject. For example, suppose you are in one of my philosophical lectures recently, actually it's the annual lecture of the Royal Institute of Philosophy, I deal with an anti-terrorist guy. I think I called him Ashraf,
mm-hmm.
in Middle East, and he's toying with the idea of whether to save a place like Nineveh,
mm-hmm.
or save 1,000 lives. It's a very difficult choice.
Mm-hmm.
And he could easily decide that he can't save because Nineveh has a long future and 1,000 people dead is something important. But suppose ultimately it decides that, look, I think my job is to save people, 1,000 people, and that they may be destroyed. He doesn't have to say that it's valueless, that, you know, there's no loss in Nineveh being destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
He had to say that I consider that loss, but the loss of 1,000 human beings seemed to me more important thing to prevent. So I was saying, in that way, a defeated argument is an argument, it has some consideration. Even if you decide on balance, it doesn't survive. It doesn't mean that it had nothing to offer and that we can just forget it. It's not zero, not zero, zero in that context. And I think it's important because so many of our decisions are taken on the basis of arguments that go in different directions. We go one way ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
We are persuaded. Sometimes we don't, but we just leave it like that. But when we do, we don't have to take the view that the other side is really lost. So many of the debates are really like that. I mean, right now, for example, this debate going on about European social security system,
mm-hmm.
and the migrants coming from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
If Europe decides now they ought to take the migrant, even though it upsets the social security system of Italy and Malta and Greece, then that may be the right thing to do, and I hope that would be the right thing to do. But that doesn't mean that the concern about the social security system was a non-thought. That mm-hmm. is an important issue. Mm-hmm. Life is very difficult. We have to choose.
Very complicated.
Well, on that note, Dr. Sen, we are very proud. I know this is the first time that you're here in Dallas. And
that
Fort
is
Worth,
indeed the case.
Welcome to our community. We look forward to your lecture tomorrow. And on behalf of our organizations, thank you very much for being in our community.
Well, thank you very much indeed. Most grateful.